This is KCUR. As curator of The Fish Tank, an evolving performance space in the Crossroads, Heidi Van has helped ignite a growing interest in experimental theater. She's produced shows in the building's front windows with the audience in the street, performed a play in a lingerie shop around the corner, and tweaked the art of clowning. In this month's installment of Director's Cuts, KCUR's Steve Walker speaks with Van about how her avant-garde sensibility might influence her first directing job at the Coterie, a production of Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat.
You're the director of the ever-evolving performance space, The Fish Tank and The Crossroads. What's the latest going on there, and how would you say the two director hats you wear, whether you're directing a space or directing a show, are they similar or dissimilar?
The Fish Tank right now is going through a phase of expansion. I was able to acquire the lease to the studio above the Black Box Theater, which is a wonderful opportunity to have a larger space to develop new work and larger pieces of work that can't be developed in the small theater. And so right now I'm experimenting with inviting different ensembles to use that space to develop new work.
New work has always been an obsession of yours, right?
Right. Yes.
You're currently in rehearsal for the Coterie's production of Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat, which is not new work.
Right.
So I want to ask you how your experimental, edgier, newer work can help or hinder you to direct a play that's really directed to children.
Today, we live in a world where we see images before us, especially young children. You know, we have now these phones that are children play with. My children know how to use my phone. They're used to being satisfied in a visual way immediately. And so when you take a book that's not a very long book and expand it to a 50-minute performance piece, there's a lot of room to play in there within the wonderful, magical world that Dr. Seuss creates in his imagery and with his words.
What do you think is the essence of Seuss in this production as envisioned by you?
Well, we just worked on a sequence in which the cat can balance a fish and a book and two more books and a teacup on his hat and a cake on his hat and some milk on his foot and a toy boat and hop on top of a ball, which in a book, sure, that cat can do that. In a cartoon, that cat can do that. However, in the theater, we manipulate that to the way that we work the people and the objects moving in the space and try to make visual magic moment tricks with the way that people drop things and the way that things appear on stage is a pretty Seussy moment. And when you see the cat standing on top of a ball, holding all of these objects and balancing this thing on his foot, you're like, that's it.
Have no fear, said the cat. I will not let you fall. I will hold you up high while I stand on a ball with a book.
Once you get this finished and all wrapped up and does part of you hunger to direct something really dark, like a Sarah Kane play?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm working on it. You know, when I create my own pieces, even though they have been in Red Nose and they have been presented in a style that seems lighthearted, behind all of them, there's some real issues of the universe that I'm trying to figure out. A clown in nature is to expose, you know, the injustices of society. And so I would say that all of the work I've created myself has really had, you know, there's the light and the dark.
That was Heidi Van speaking with KCUR's Steve Walker for our monthly series, Director's Cuts.